मुक्त बंधन कंप्लीटली फ्रीड फ्रॉम मटेरियल बॉन्डेज और उपदेश और उपदिष्ट इंस्ट्रक्टेड बाय द ग्रेट सेज और व मार्गेन बाय फॉलोइंग द पाथ लेभे अचीव्ड गतिम डेस्टिनेशन अनुत्तमाम सुप्रीम ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की। आफ्टर डिलीवरिंग चार्ज ऑफ हिज किंगडम टू अंशुमान एंड दस बीइंग फ्रीड फ्रॉम ऑल मटेरियल एंग्जायटी एंड बॉन्डेज सगर महाराज फॉलोइंग द मीन्स इंस्ट्रक्टेड बाय आवर मुनि अचीव्ड द सुप्रीम डेस्टिनेशन दस एंड्स द भक्ति वेदांत पर्पस ऑफ द नाइन्थ कांटो एट्थ चैप्टर ऑफ द श्रीमद भागवतम एंटाइटल्ड द सन्स ऑफ सगर मीट लॉर्ड कपिल देव। दिस वर्स डिस्क्राइब्ड अबाउट द सगर किंग सगर हाउ ही गॉट परफेक्शन। सो दिस इज लास्ट वर्स सिंस इन दिस वर्सेस मेनी वर्सेस प्रभुपाद हैज नॉट रिटन एनी परपट। हाउएवर आई वुड लाइक टू टेल द ऑल द स्टोरी पार्ट डिस्क्राइब इन दिस चैप्टर एंड दिस इज द नाइन्थ कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम वेयर बेसिकली डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ सोलर एंड लूनर डायनेस्टी देयर। सो बिगनिंग ऑफ दिस कैंटो नाइन्थ कैंटो सुखदेव गोस्वामी हैज डिस्क्राइब ऑफ द डायनेस्टी ऑफ सूर्यदेव सन गॉड एंड व्हेन व्हाइल ही वाज डिस्क्राइबिंग देन ही केम इन प्रीवियस चैप्टर एट सेवेंथ चैप्टर डिस्क्राइब द डिसेंडेंट्स ऑफ महाराज मंधाता। दे आर ए वेरी सेलिब्रेटेड किंग इन वैदिक हिस्ट्री वैदिक लिटरेचर डिस्क्रिप्शन इज देयर ऑफ मंधाता एंड व्हेन सुखदेव गोस्वामी वाज डिस्क्राइबिंग ही डायनेस्टी एंड देन इन दैट सेम डायनेस्टी अगेन अनदर किंग वेरी सेलिब्रेटेड किंग अपीयर एंड हिज नेम वॉज बाहुक इज दिस नेम। सो दिस चैप्टर मोस्टली डिस्क्राइब अबाउट द बाहुक एंड हिज डिसेंडेंट्स अप टू सगर। बाहुक वॉज ए ग्रेट किंग इन सोलर डायनेस्टी बट समहाउ अदर इन द फाइटिंग इन वार ही लॉस्ट हिज किंगडम and he was forced by his enemy to go out and live in the forest. So he was living in the forest along with his many wives. And when he was in the forest, he could got opportunity to get the shelter of a very celebrated saintly personality, sadhu. His name was Aurva, saintly person. So the king lost the kingdom. All his position, bereft of, derived from all facilities, living in the forest. So this was great regret in his life. He was so much unhappy considering his position. Once he was the king and next moment he was living in the forest without any shelter. He had no place to stay. He said living in the cave, drinking water directly from the rivers. So he was maintaining it. So this was the great disturbance for him. Apart from that, he has no issue at that time. No child, no girl, no daughter, no sons. So again, he was very much disturbed, unhappy, thinking that who will do my Shraddh karma, Shraddh, towards the India, supposed to be son or father there. Son or daughter, they offer oblations, tarpan. So first of all, he was lost kingdom and same time knows he was childless, living in the forest. So he was so much unhappy. Our Rishi could understand the situation of Bahu, King Bahu. So he performed one yajna for him. So almost towards the end of life, by the process of sacrifice, our Rishi performed, and then one of his wife became pregnant. So before the child could take birth, the king died, Bahuk died, but one of his wife was pregnant. And when time came for that funeral ceremony, Antyeshti Sanskar, and the one wife who was pregnant, he wanted to enter in the fire, that is called Sahmaran Sati. Of course, this time it is unlawful, no kind entered in the fire. But that time she wanted to enter in the fire. At that time, our Rishi, who was aware, he told her that now you are pregnant and so you could not enter in the fire. You could not die with your husband. So she was forbidden by our Rishi. So she did not enter in the fire. However, when the co-wives of that pregnant wife, they could understand that she alone is pregnant and she is going to give a birth of a child, son. So she will become glorious and we childless. So they all, there were many in number, they get together, got together and they conspired and they devised a plan that we should give poison with food so that the child could die. She should not, because we don't have child, she should not have any child. After all, this is material, see that history of Vedic literature, the king, such a highly elevated dynasty, Surya Vansh, and this type, and they did. They mixed poison in the food, and then food they offered to their wife who was pregnant, and she ate. She did not know anything. However, by the mercy of Lord, and since this son was not ordinary son, the child had blessing of our Rishi, so he did not die. Rather, he took birth. But when he took birth, all the poison were smeared all over his body, black. His body was in the golden complexion, very nice, but poison, black poison was smeared all over his body. So he took birth along with poison. That reason why he was given a name, Sagar. Sa means with, gar means poison. He took birth with poison. Poison was smeared all over her body. He was named this Sagar. And then this chapter describes then our Rishi was living in a forest. Again he performed many ritualistic ceremonies, yajna for him. So much so that boy become very much glorious and powerful, and again he attacked the kingdom, he win the war. Again, took birth in forest, and again when he become youth, he become again emperor. He gained that property, become again king. He was enthroned as emperor, Chakravarti Samrat. And then he started to perform a yajna. This chapter describes that Maharaj Sagar, he married two wives. One was Sumati. Remember, it's easy to remember this name. Because the one Sumati Morarji, she is one who gave up her ticket for Prabhupada. So Sri Prabhupada. Her name was Sumati, not the same Sumati I am talking about. So Sumati gave birth of It seems inconceivable, at least in this age, 60,000 children. Maharaj Sagar begot 60,000 sons in the womb of Sumati. And she has another, he has another wife, her name was Keshini, and Keshini gave birth of only one son, and his name was Asmanjas. So altogether, how many sons Maharaj Sagar got? 60,001. So let us finish the story of one son, then we will come to 60,000. Asmanjas was, he took birth in the royal family, but he was, in his previous life, he was a great yogi, that type of yogi who could remember his previous birth, previous life. That is called, Sanskrit name is Jati Smar. So he was yogi, Jati Smar yogi. He was in forest performing austerity, and he was almost, he had completed his austerity. But somehow or other, due to bad association, he fell down from the mystic yoga practices, and again he took birth as a son of, in the royal family, as a son of Maharaj Sagar, and name was given Asmanjas. So when he took birth, he always wanted to go, return to forest and complete his mystic perfection. But parents, mother and father, they were so much affectionate towards him that he could not go in the forest. He was thinking that if I will go to forest, my mother, she will die. She will cry and she will die. So out of affection for mother, and also father, Sagar Maharaj, he was not going, but he was always anxious, he wanted to go in the forest. So one time he started to behave, some mischievous behavior, he started to create disturbance in society. So what he was doing, Sagar Maharaj was king of Ayodhya. Ayodhya is situated on the bank of Sarju River. So the Arva, Asmanjas, and meantime he also got married, and after married he, one son, Ansuman, appeared, took birth as a son of Asmanjas. So Asmanjas, one mischievous behavior he was doing, he did for months and months. When he saw some small children, boys, playing on the bank of Jamuna, bank of Sarju River. So what he would, he took by force, took the boy and drowned, pushed in the water. So he did many, hundreds of, because nobody was knowing, he was saying, nobody here, only one child was, he took the boy and what he would, drowned, pushed in the water, and thus they were drowned. So one boy, two, 50, 100, many hundreds of boys, we are missing. Nobody was knowing what is happening. Many hundreds children were missing from the Ayodhya. So we become very much disturbed, and the whole, the king also become very much disturbed. Maharaj Sagar, who is doing this? Eventually he sent his spies, Guptachar, find out who is doing that, where the children are going. And then they found out that Maharaj Sagar's own dear son, he is doing this mischievous behavior, and he has killed hundreds of children, drowning in water. King became very much upset. And immediately he called his son. He told that it is befitting, it is proper, I should kill you immediately. But since you are my own son, our santan, so I could not do this, but I am ordering you, you can't live even a single moment in this our capital, in kingdom. Please go out. You can't remain here. You have done such a great sin, injustice towards the parents of the citizens. So when he was about to leave, he was ordered by father, and all the citizens were very much upset with the cruel son. Before going, he brought back all the children who were drowned. He brought, and they are very healthy. They are nice clothes, iron clothes they are wearing, and very healthy and very jubilant. And the parent, that citizen, the Maharaj king, asked if the whereabout of those boys. And then they told that our brother, Asmanjas, Asmanjas, since he was a big yogi, so he created big palace within the water. And every facility was there for playing, for clothes, for eating. Boys were so much happy there. Everything was arranged. So they came out and they related this story that we were very much happy. Everything was sumptuous. Food, clothing, playing, everything. We were enjoying for months and months there. We would like to go again there. And whole arrangement was done by our brother Asmanjas. And they asked, where is Asmanjas? By that time he was exiled. He was thrown, forced to go in the forest. So he went in the forest. And then he performed his austerity, Pinam says, and he returned back to Godhead. Got yogic perfection. So this is story of one son. Now we will come to 60,000 sons. By this time, Maharaj Sagar has 60,000 sons and another grandson. His name was Anshuman. Son of Asmanjas was Anshuman. So again, 60,000 one. Maharaj Sagar was performing horse sacrifice, and 99 horse sacrifice he had completed successfully. Successfully 99 horse sacrifices he did, and it was final one, 100th one. He was doing 100 yajna. That if he would have completed the 100th Ashwamedha yajna, he could get qualification to become Indra. Indra of heavenly, king of heavenly planet. So last was going on. Usually they release one horse. The horse go here and there, are roaming on all over earthly planet, and the army protect the horse. So 60, Maharaj Sagar was, he has taken initiation in that yajna. He was sitting, and for help the Anshuman, the grandson of Sagar Maharaj, he was helping, assisting grandfather, Sagar Maharaj. And 60,000 sons, along with the army, they are following the horse. So one point, Indra could understand that if Sagar Maharaj complete the 100 horse sacrifices, then he will become Indra, king of heaven, and I may lose my post. So he did not want to take this risk. For that reason, he took a form of a sadhu in this saffron cloth, and he steal the horse of the meant for sacrifice. And he could not do on his own, so he took that horse and tie in the back yard of Kapil Muni. Kapil Muni was performing dhyan, he was in meditation, he was in trance. Indra took that horse and tie in the ashram, behind the ashram, and Indra ran away. So 60,000 sons of Maharaj Sagar, they were following the same path, traversed by the horse and going here and there. Eventually they came to the ashram of Kapil Muni, and they saw that horse was there in the ashram somewhere, behind the ashram. And this person, sadhu, he was in trance, he was in meditation, in samadhi. So Indra, by his mystic power, influenced their intelligence, and they voyaged. 60,000 son of Maharaj Sagar, they started to think, they were thinking that this is a really thief. He has stolen our horse, has tied our horse in his ashram, and now he is pretending for meditation. He is not his actual sadhu, but since he is seeing us army, then now he is sitting and pretending that he is meditating. Immediately they started shouting very bad word, and they were telling, kill him, this is thief, he has stolen our horse. pretending to be a sadhu. At that time, because so much noise was coming, their shouting and disturbance came, so Kapildev opened his eyes. As soon as Kapildev opened his eyes, immediately fire emanated in the body of all the army as well as 60,000 sons of Maharaj Sagar, and immediately they were reduced to ashes. Without a fraction of steam, all the army and 60,000 sons, they burned to ashes. However, you must have gone that part. It is not due to Kapildev become angry, rather the offense was so severe, then aprad was so great that fire emanated from their own body. Kapildev was not disturbed at all. There was no even a single trace of anger in his face. But that offense or insult was so severe that fire came, emanated from their body, and they reduced the ashes, they burned to ashes. And in Ajodhya, Maharaj Sagar was performing yajna. He was thinking that the horse will come back and then I will complete that. Months passed, years passed, horse did not come. So he sent his grandson, Anshuman, please go and find out where is your horse and where are your uncles, where they have gone. So that boy again, the Anshuman came, was again he has started to traverse he was following the path, traversed by the army and the horse, and eventually he came to the ashram of Kapildev. So since he was a very nice person, saintly person, Anshuman immediately offered obeisances to Lord Kapildev, and he requested, and he related the whole story, what had happened, and he requested, my dear saintly person, you know, you are Trikala Darshi, being a saintly person, Siddha person, you know past, present and future, please tell me, I am seeking for the horse and the army and sons of my grandfather, please tell where they are. Then Lord Kapildev informed the Anshuman, so far as the horse meant for sacrifices, you are seeking for the horse. You see that behind the ashram that the horse is there. And about the army and 60,000 sons of Maharaj Sagar, you see the pile, heap of the ashes, they are in this farm now. And then the Anshuman becomes so much disturbed. 60,000 family members were died. Not only death took place, rather they died in such a horrible mentality, certainly they are going to go in the hellish condition of life. So for two reasons he started to lament, he was crying. First reason, that family member died, and died in the such a worse, bad mental condition. So then he requested, okay, how they could be delivered. And then Lord Kapildev informed that only one means to deliver them, that if you could bring Ganga water and sprinkle that Ganga water on the ashes of the body, and then they may be delivered. Otherwise there is no other means for deliverance of your ancestors. So when the boy Anshuman took the horse, returned back, and then he informed Maharaj Sagar. Maharaj Sagar started to cry. He lost 60,000 sons in such a horrible condition of mentality. Somehow or other he completed the horse sacrifice. But he was crying, or it was the ritualist ceremony. And then he lost all attraction or any attachment for the material activities. And somehow he completed the horse sacrifice and went to the forest. Immediately he left his kingdom. Of course, before leaving kingdom, he enthroned his grandson Anshuman as a king, and he went to the forest. And in forest, he performed austerity, and this verse talks about after delivering charge of his kingdom to Anshuman, and thus being freed from all material anxiety and bondage, Sagar Maharaj, following the means instructed by Aura Muni, achieved the supreme destination. So here, next chapter describes Maharaj Sagar in the forest. He was always thinking how my sons would be delivered. So for that purpose, he performed austerity. He wanted to bring Ganga, but he was not successful and he died. And when Anshuman heard that my grandfather, he was willing to perform austerity to bring Ganga back on the earthly planet, he died unsuccessfully. Then again, Anshuman enthroned his king, Dilip, and he went for performing austerity for bringing Ganga on the earthly planet. And Anshuman performed austerity hundreds of years, thousands of years, he died, but he was not successful. Then Dilip could understand that my father died unsuccessful, he could not please the Ganga river. So he enthroned his son, Bhagirath, and Dilip went for performing austerity and performed the austerity, but he also successful, he died. Eventually, Bhagirath performed austerity and he was able to bring that water, Ganga water, on the earthly planet, and the Ganga water was sprinkled on the ashes of sons of Sagar Maharaj, and they were delivered. So here, this verse talks about how Sagar Maharaj got perfection. He enthroned his grandson Anshuman as a king, become free from all material bondage and attachment, went in the forest and got the highest perfection of life. Correction. So I stop here. This is a story part of this chapter. It starts from Bahuk, forest, and then how it was Sagar took birth, and Sagar got two wives. One wife gave birth to Asmanjas, another wife gave birth to 60,000 sons, and how they sacrificed him. Hare Krishna. Any question? Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj. All those descriptions and the details, are all those in Bhagavatam?
Yeah, in Bhagavatam, very brief. Here, all this chapter, what I was talking, in brief, here is description. But other Puran give whole detail, how Jagya and this, and about the mystic activities of Asmanjas. He was drowning the boy, keeping within the water, created big, nice palace, and every facility was there for playing, for education, everything. The boys were very high. So that description, here hint is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. If you scrutinize, read this, and especially you can go access or read that, like commentary of Sridhar Swami, other Acharya, they have given the whole description in this chapter. So here, of course, Sukadev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, a very short time. So Parikshit Maharaj could not elaborate. Within 7 days, he had to finish everything, and still, 10th canto, whole past time, he has to describe. In brief, all in Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, Prabhu.
You were saying that if Sagar Maharaj completed 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, yes, that he would become Indra. So he, did he finish, and what happened?
Actually, this proper call, if someone wants to become king of heaven, Indra post, so if someone performs 100 horse sacrifices successfully, he becomes qualified to enter in heavenly planet and occupy the post of Indra. He is qualified. But here, he completed successfully. 99 very successfully completed. Some disturbance was here, but eventually he completed. However, here this is last verse about Sagar Maharaj. He said he got perfection. No mention about whether he, of course, qualification how he got. But we don't know whether he become Indra or not. Sometimes we get the qualification degree, but always we may not get job. So here I don't know what happened, but he was become qualified to become Indra. Whether he became or not, maybe somewhere description, I don't know.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you, Krishna. Hearing these stories, it makes me feel very fortunate and happy to be born in Kali Yuga. Things are a lot simpler here. Maybe you could comment on Lord Chaitanya's contribution to simplicity of the process of liberation in Kali Yuga.
Yeah, towards the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, almost towards the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, Suta Goswami described very celebrated verse, Krite Yad Dhyayato Vishnu. In Krite Yuga, Satya Yuga, the process was dhyan, meditation, and that time duration of human life was approximately 1 lakh year, 100,000 years. It was normal. Somebody could live more than that, but it was. And at that time, meditation for the people get time, manage to meditate for thousands and thousands of years. Like we, among incident, we know Vishwamitra performed, he meditated for 60,000 years. And then next age came, millennium, Treta, and the duration of life was again reduced, 10,000 years, duration of life. And that time, Yuga Dharma was sacrifices, different type of Raj, Suya Jag, Vajpayee Jagya, Ashwamedha Jagya, and then they get perfection. They satisfied the Lord Vishnu by performance of Jagya. And then third age came, that was then Dwapara Yuga, Yuga Dharma. Again, the duration of life was reduced for 1,000 years. People could live easily for 1,000 years. And the Yuga Dharma was deity worship. They constructed big, huge temple, established the deity, and they worship it. That was the process to satisfy Lord Vishnu and get perfection. Krite yad dhyayato Vishnu tretayam jayato makhay dvapare paricharyayam kalau tad hari kirtanat. And then Suta Goswami described that all the benefit of thousands years of meditation, whatever benefit you could derive, and we could derive benefit of yajna, sacrifices, and deity worship. All these three benefits, whatever, and plus Harinam, some benefit we can derive simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, all the benefit derived by meditation, derived by yajna, derived by worship, we can get plus Harinam, benefit of Harinam. So Yuga Dharma of this age of Kali is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Krite yad dhyayato Vishnu tretayam jajato makhay dvapare paricharyayam kalau tad hari kirtanat. So all perfection in that sense, one who has taken birth in this age of Kali, they are considered to be very much fortunate personality, provided they accept or get opportunity for this, they take shelter of Harinam. If had not taking shelter of Harinam, then our position is really, really very horrible, very disturbing. So in that sense, another good thing, good information about the Kali Yuga, in other yugas, if you are committing some sinful activity simply in the mind, then you have to suffer the reaction of that sinful activity. Suppose in Satyayuga someone is thinking in his mind that is he is stealing something. Then if king could understand that this person was thinking to steal, then that offense was punishable. Simply by thinking, if you are thinking that I am stealing some fruits or some flower from a garden, and if king could understand that this person was thinking that, that offense was punishable in other yuga. But in Kali Yuga, by mind, whatever you are sin committing, no, it is not punishable offense. You don't get any punishment. Jamaraj will know, okay, Kali Yuga they have taken birth. But if we perform pious activity in this age of Kali, suppose I am sitting here in my room and I am meditating simply. I have cooked sumptuous prasadam. And hundreds of brahmanas are poor persons are sitting, I am serving prasadam, giving them food, simply sitting in my room. So whatever benefit is there, directly feeding, that benefit we can derive. So this in this birth, we are so degraded, even the mind we don't perform pious activity. Otherwise, simply sit somewhere. And sitting as well, like 5,000 qualified South Indian brahmana were sitting in the road. And I have sumptuous prasadam, everything, all item is there, this, that, and serving by mind. Then we can get benefit, we can derive benefit of feeding thousands of South Indian qualified brahmanas. So such a big privilege, facility we are. But we are so degraded, even the mind, what to speak of feeding directly, that yeah, we are not doing for sure, but even mind doesn't. So in this sense, this who has taken birth in the age of Kali, very fortunate. And apart from that, that facility, that privilege is there, and another greatest facility from that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna again appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is not duration, it is not far away. Little more than 500 years ago, Lord himself was here to bestow his mercy. We had taken birth on the earthly planet where only little more than 500 years ago Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. So that is extraordinary privilege, benefit we are getting. So we are fortunate enough. That was another fortune, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And another, our first the facility by time factor was given, and then Lord himself came. And something more, we are fortunate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again sent his most confidential servant, Srila Prabhupada, and somehow or other, by the causeless mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we got in touch with Srila Prabhupada. So even the Saraswati, the goddess of fortune, or Sanakadi, they could not estimate the glorious position of our fortune. They could not estimate. This is inconceivable even for Saraswati, how we are fortunate. They are given so much opportunity, nice opportunity. Kali Yuga, Yuga itself, that we were talking, and Krishna himself came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he sends his most confidential servant, Srila Prabhupada, to us. We came in touch with Srila Prabhupada. So that is the, we could not estimate. And what to speak of I can say the most learned personality of this universe, Saraswati ji, goddess of fortune, even she could not estimate our fortune. So certainly we are very much fortunate. All people who have taken birth in Kali Yuga, they are fortunate. But our position is really such much, really some unique position. Okay, I think it was supposed to be 4:09.
So following those rules, that means that I could meditate on that garden and I could steal all those flowers. And I could offer those flowers to Krishna in Kali Yuga and have full benefit. Is that correct?
I was thinking that in a college, of course, even mentally you could do anything, nobody is going to bother you. Even mentally you are killing thousands of South Indian qualified Brahmana, still you will not send to jail. Okay, so here I say, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundarji ki, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki.